And I hope you are recording. It says it's recording. Yes. So for verification purposes, my name is Catherine Clapperidge, and I am a student at the Graduate Theological Union. I'm working towards my master's degree with the Swedenborgian Institute, and my master's is New Religious Movements. And I am speaking to Mr. Michael Touchette, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have gone over the consent forms and the contractual agreement that I have sent to you, and we have come to an understanding, and this interview is sanctioned by both you and me and Graduate Theological Union.
That's right.
All right, sir. So I'm going to start with the basic questions, which I have supplied to you beforehand, and we'll go from there, sir, because I really do want this to be a conversation more than inner thing.
Okay.
And
do me a favor.
Sure.
My name's Mike, not sir.
Oh. All right, Mike. Old habits die hard.
Me too. I understand.
All right. So, Mike, let's start with, where were you on November 18th, 1978?
Georgetown, Guyana.
And why were you in Georgetown?
We had a basketball team, and the Guyanese government wanted us to come into Georgetown to play their national team, which was preparing for, I believe it was the Pan Am Games. I really don't remember. But I think it was for the Pan Am Games. So we went in to play basketball to give them practice, to give them practice.
Okay. So when did your family, it's my understanding from doing some readings that your family was actually a part of what they called the coordination committee? Is that correct?
I don't know anything about that.
Interesting. Okay.
My family, I went over, I was in the first group of six that went to Guyana, and I don't have my notes, they're packed away, but I had a time, you know, I looked through all my passports and I wrote down my different dates. And I can tell you that I went over in March of 1974 with a group of six. There was three people already in Guyana, Paula Adams, Gene Shaken, and Archie Imes. And we were to prepare and get everything ready to start building Jonestown. Sometime, I believe it was in May or June, myself and my uncle, Tim Swinney, we took a boat back to Miami.